Hey, everybody, the Shrine Circus comes to Grand Forks this weekend, and we've got Shriners Greg Bryson and Steve Renslow in the studios to talk about it today. We'll be with them in just a minute, but your show today, by the way, brought to you by Simonson's Car Wash. Brought to you by Simonson Car Wash, where you'll always feel good on the road in a clean, dry, and shiny car. Get 1 month free when you buy any single wash today and experience our Fast Pass unlimited washes all month long. No contracts, no hassles, just easy billing and the freedom to wash at any Simonson Car Wash locations in North Dakota and Minnesota. Enjoy our high-powered vacuums to keep your interior spotless. We also have our free-to-use detailed towels available for your convenience on site. And don't forget to mention GFBS at the sales window for your complimentary air fresheners to keep your car smelling fresh and clean. Unlimited washes, unlimited savings, Simonson Fast Pass, your ticket to a clean and happy ride. Visit us today at 310 Gateway Drive, Grand Forks, and let Simonson Car Wash take care of you so you can feel good on the road in a clean, dry, and shiny car. All right, everybody, if you have any questions for Greg or Steve or even myself, feel free to call or text. Our number here at the studios at Grand Forks Best Source, 701-213-0863, 701-213-0863. Before we get going any further into the show, let's do our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. See what you guys think about this one. Did you hear about the clown? He ran away from the circus. Clown ran away from the circus to join a law firm. Yeah, nobody likes my jokes. Anyway, I got a little bit of a chuckle anyway. Let's start off. Greg Bryson, how are you, man? It's been a while since you've been in here.
Yeah, it has been a little while. I missed it. It's fun. I like coming in and visiting.
Yeah, well, you're good on the show. How have you been?
Good.
Anything new and exciting happening in your life?
I'm old and retired. There's nothing new in my life.
That sounds dang new and exciting to me. I wish I could say the same thing. But Steve Renslow, never been in here before. How are you? Tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would.
Well, I'm, you're right. This is my first time here. So that's why Greg is here to do most of the talking. I'm also retired.
Okay.
Retired insurance agent.
Yep. When I first met you, I heard your name. You told me your name, and I'm like, oh, how do I know that name? Well, yeah, insurance, sure. Okay. How long have you been a Shriner?
Since 2012.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep. So I'm the current potentator, the president.
Oh, okay.
President of Chem Shrine. So it's.
Yep. Oh, sure, sure. I'm starting to learn a little bit more about this from the people I know, and of course, it says it right on your shirt too. But and Greg, how long have you been a Shriner?
I've been a Shriner since 2006.
Okay, okay. Now, a lot of people think that all the Chem Shrine is about is doing parades and parties and having fun, but that's really not what the mission is for. Tell us, I mean, I know more about the Shriners, but tell us, you don't just walk around with fancy hats and shirts and have a good time all the time. You guys have a mission. You guys raise a ton of money for things.
We do. We work hard at raising money and the circus. And I do need to make it very clear that the Chem Shrine Circus is a local deal.
Okay.
That is us here in Grand Forks. And what we're doing is raising funds for all of our local operations here.
Okay.
So when we do the circus, this is not for the hospital.
Okay,
so
right.
We need to make that very clear. This is not for the hospital. This is for Chem Shrine and Grand Forks and our business here and what we do for the local community.
Okay.
So, and again, like you said, we do a lot of parades. I think the parade schedule came out about 3 weeks ago. I think there's 27 parades.
Wow.
I don't know that we're going to get to all of them,
but yeah.
Some of the guys will be at most of them.
You know, for people that have been on the fence about possibly becoming a Shriner, I mean, you don't just say, I want to be a Shriner, and like that, you're one. But it's always been, since I've known Shriners for so many years, it's always been about you guys work hard, but you play hard too. I mean, you guys enjoy what you do. It's obvious. I mean, we could see it at any of these parades or events. You guys have fun doing what you do.
Well, I guess, how would you put it? We're a bunch of clowns.
Yeah.
we like to have fun. We like to get out. We like to entertain the public. And do things for the community, not just be out there to show people or entertain, but the big, our two biggest things here in Grand Forks are the Chem Shrine Circus and the Potato Bowl Parade.
Sure, sure.
You know, a few years ago, the Shriners took over the Potato Bowl Parade, and that's a huge undertaking, which all I do is show up for.
Yeah, yeah.
There's other guys who do a lot of work for that. And then we have all the other parades that we go to around the area, you know, Northwood, Warren,
sure.
Minto, Oslo. No, there isn't a parade in Oslo. What am I thinking? A mountain.
Okay. Yeah. August wow.
The Deuce. Wow. August the Deuce and Mountain yeah. is always fun.
Jeepers. I've been, and I think I've told you this before, Greg. I've been fortunate enough to get a tour about what do you call the your downtown there again?
The Masonic Center.
The Masonic Center. I have been lucky enough to get a tour backstage and all of the behind the scenes stuff. And I tell you what, folks, if you ever get a chance to go check this out. You have to. Also, I was wondering now, when it comes to the Shrine Circus, I had talked to a Shriner a couple of years ago, and they were fearful because the circus is the biggest money raiser. But with the PETA things and the animal rights activists and all of that, and we all know circuses are a lot about animals, and they were afraid that this could be the end of the Shrine Circus. But when I'm looking at what's going to be here, there's going to be plenty of animals for the kids to see.
Yeah, it like you said, a couple of years ago, well, probably for the last 10 years, it's been a challenge for the circus promoters to put stuff together for us.
Mm-hmm.
The laws have been changing. Transportation of the animals, the group that we use, the Cindy Migley Circus, she has real good people. They take real good care of their animals. But, you know, the laws that have changed, we used to be able to get more acts to come through here because this circus ran kind of across the Northeast,
mm-hmm.
came up here, and then went into Canada.
Sure.
Okay, well, you can no longer transport what they term as exotic animals through Indiana and Illinois.
Oh, boy.
So if they're coming here from Ohio, they've got to go clear down south around Indiana and Illinois and come back up.
That's just not feasible.
And it's not feasible. You can't do it. And then also after that, then the law changed that they cannot transport exotic animals across the border. So they can't go from here to Canada anymore. So it's changed the face of our circus. There are fewer animal acts, but we've got great acts, acrobats, high wire walkers. The BMX guys have become probably, second most popular act behind the elephant when we have the elephants. And
yeah, they're pretty popular. Yeah.
Oh, they yep. do some crazy yep. stuff.
Oh, they yeah. and inside the Ralph. I mean, yeah. the first time I saw him in there, I thought, he's going to do that jump and hit his head on the scoreboard.
It's a long drop. Yeah.
You know, I clear it. You know, it's okay.
Right. You talk about these rules and laws now. I mean, we were talking about fishing a little earlier before we went on the air. It's the same thing here. It's funny. We can't catch a catfish on the Grand Forks side of the Red River and then bring it to the East Grand Forks side and release it. That's illegal. You know, even though you're catching it and releasing it in the same body of water, it's goofy, and it's the same with bait.
Yep.
You know, we can't buy bait in Grand Forks and launch in East Grand Forks and vice versa. It's really a goofy thing. And you listed, now we talked about the BMX and stuff, but I've got three pages here, and we are going to talk about almost everything that's going to be at this circus. But first off, dates, times, where it's happening and all of that stuff. Okay, I'm going to go to you this time, Steve.
Well, it starts on Friday. The first show is Friday at 3 o'clock. And that's a lot of the people that attend that first show are grade school kids and younger kids on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of a student day.
Sure.
Friday at 3, and then the next show is Friday at 7. So that's this coming Friday.
Okay.
And then Saturday we have three shows. We have one at 11, one at 3, and one at 7. And Sunday there's two shows. There's 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock. So we have seven shows all together, and some of the shows we are pretty full. So
yeah.
Come early.
You know,
you'd want to come early.
As a kid and taking my son when he was a child to the Shrine, that was just something. Once you heard about it when you were a kid, I mean, you could have told me about this in December and I'd be freaking out about it, talking to my mom every day. When's the Shrine Circus coming? When are we going to get to go? This is something that, let's face it, a lot of kids maybe growing up, you'd see a circus on TV. you know, or see something like that. They don't realize that they are a thing. I mean, yeah, they're not in a big top tent anymore or anything like that, but nothing is. I mean, if you want all the sound and all everything, it's got to be in a building like the Ralph.
The Ralph is a pretty nice facility.
Yeah, darn right it is. And if you're going to go to any kind of event, that is the place to be. Now, by the way, I've got a couple of two pairs of tickets here that I will give away today. Feel free. All you got to do is either text us at 701-213-0863, and I will put your name down. Or if you want to, you can also email us at local@gfbestsource.com. But I got a couple of pairs here for somebody that wants to go to the tickets. Now, when we get into this, and without giving away too much yet, if you've never been to a circus, you've never been to the Shrine Circus, what would somebody expect when they walk in? I mean, this is a real deal here.
For me, I just expect a circus.
Yeah.
And when you say circus, most people think of animals.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the newer ones, they're thinking more of acrobatic acts and
stuff. Yep. But death-defying things.
Death-defying.
Yes.
We have a good mixture of death-defying acts
mm-hmm.
and exotic acts.
Okay.
Is the best way to put it, I think. This year we do have animals. We've got Nellie the elephant,
mm-hmm.
and she's great. I 2 years ago I walked up and I asked the elephant trainer. I said, "Is it okay if I go stand over there and you take my picture?"
Uh-huh.
And he says, "Sure. Just go." This was after the act, after the show was done, and I walked up and I'm standing next to the elephant's trunk, and she kind of nudged my leg, so I put my hand on her trunk, and the trainer goes, "Don't touch her trunk; she'll knock you right down."
Really?
She doesn't like that. So
you didn't get knocked down.
I didn't get knocked down.
Well, so besides that, they've got 4 camels, 4 zebras. What else?
A couple of ponies. We got a horse, a horse and a pony.
Yeah, a horse and a big one and a little one.
Yes.
The acrobats are just highly skilled people.
Oh gosh.
They're amazing, all of the things that they do in the air. And that's they have a net, but it looks death-defying also.
Well, yeah, and I would imagine every one of them's got a story, too, about that net ain't all that.
They're really impressive to watch, the acrobats.
Oh, God, and it's even like watching a gymnast. Yes. You're thinking, okay, are they an athlete? Yeah, they're an athlete. Look at them, and you go try to do that stuff they're doing. Yeah. It was put to me when I first started announcing racetracks. It was put to me by a promoter saying, we want this to be a circus mentality. We want this show to go off like a circus. And I thought, well, that sounds odd to me. And he goes, well, what I mean by that is we want people to come in. They don't want to be here all day and night. And we want to give them the most action and fun that we possibly can in that short amount of time and then get them back out of here. And we'll do it again next week. And now I know exactly what he means. When you say it's a circus mentality, a lot of people might think people don't know what's going on. You hear the goofy people. But no, it's a show, and it's a great show, and it's exciting. And then boom, 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 there's not a lot of downtime. Yep. But you do have an intermission. You got to have an intermission for something like this. Yep. I mean, just for the kids.
Yes.
Hey, kid, take a deep breath. All right? Because you know how they are. They're just, But you got to have an intermission.
Yeah. You have to let everybody get up and go to the bathroom.
Yep.
Or you have to let everybody get up and go down and ride the elephant.
No, they can ride the elephant.
During intermission, and depending on how many people are in line. If they don't get to everybody during intermission, a lot of times after the circus, they'll let you come in. But yeah, that's always set up. Last year they were riding elephants too. I'm sorry, I said that already. They were riding the camels.
Oh, they were riding camels.
Yes.
Wow.
And sometimes horses. It depends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Little small horses for small kids.
Yeah.
Wow. These are just the things, again, that a lot of kids, you don't see this every day, especially the elephants and the camels. I mean, and even if you do see horses, how often does a kid get to ride one? Circuses are like for fulfilling dreams for kids. I've always kind of thought of it that way. I mean, who didn't want to run away and join the circus when we were kids? It seemed like the thing to do. So the order of events, in fact, we'll take a little break here first, but we're going to go through the order of events and talk about the three pages of things that I have got of all the displays, starting with the national anthem, and we'll talk about that right after this. If you've got an event coming up, or maybe just want to treat your employees, check out Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli. This is no run-of-the-mill deli either. They're a company of passionate people who work together to create craveable food and memorable service that you will not forget. The breakfasts are incredible and served all day. Boxed lunches and dinners, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free. And even last-minute events, Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli uses only the freshest ingredients with chef-inspired, bold, adventurous flavors where everything is made to order. Contact them at SmilingMooseDeli.com or call 701-757-DELI or stop in at 623 South Washington with the details and let them do the rest, or they'll be sure to decide the perfect menu tailored to your needs. Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli. We don't just cater your event, we cater to you. All right, we are back. Shrine Circus, Kemp Shrine Circus, going to be at the Ralph Engelstad Arena this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Seven shows all together. Friday afternoon at 3 and then 7. Saturday, 11, 3 and 7. And Sunday, 1 o'clock and 5 o'clock. And again, we have got two pairs of tickets here. Feel free. Just text me, 701-213-0863. We'll put your name on it. You swing by the studio, get you a pair of tickets to go to the circus. Okay, now, when we start, you always start the circus with the national anthem.
Yes.
I mean, that's just the way it should be. And I myself appreciate that. But then one of the things that makes a circus is the ringmaster.
Absolutely.
I mean, they are a showman on their own. I don't know if somebody could just be born to be a ringmaster or what, but they're, I mean, guys like me, been in the media business and radio forever, I probably watch them as much as I do all the action because they kind of keep things, the flow going.
He keeps things moving. Who's our ringmaster?
Tim?
Tim Treggy, I believe is
Tim
his name.
Tim Teggy. Teggy, yep.
Yep, and he's been here many times.
Okay.
He's a really good guy. He's a good showman. He does great at introducing the acts and bringing everybody in and supervising.
Yeah.
I mean, we down there. We're down there. I oftentimes work down in the basement. They keep me away from people. It's safer that way.
Keep him away from the large animals.
Yeah. But I'll come out and I'll sit in the penalty box.
Oh, sure.
And watch the circus.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the door I come out and sit in the penalty box is on the north end, and they have a lot of sound system and lighting and stuff set up on the other side. And Tim is directing the guys that are running the lights.
Wow.
So he's not only introducing the acts, but he's...
He's kind of like a producer director too.
Yeah, he's directing the show.
So I mean, the busiest man, I would imagine, busiest person. Yep. Everybody else, they get their 5, 10, 15 minutes of fame or glory, and then they're done for the day.
Yep.
He's going to be out there the whole. Yeah, these are the kind of guys I would love to pick Tim's brain one day. I'd love to sit down with him. I think that'd be so cool. Now, we're going to call him. These are going to be display numbers. That's display two. Now, the extreme radical stunts with the flat out freestyle BMX, these guys, when you talk about the term death defying, when you're doing flips and stuff from ramps to ramps and as high as they are, yeah, that's pretty death-defying.
Yeah. Yeah.
You fall on your head from that height, there's not much left.
The BMX guys, that particular act, that's bicycles.
Yep. Because you'll have BMX and motocross.
And we have motocross,
okay,
yes.
All right, so we're going BMX. And then over two rings of Fast and Furious Fun, you've got chair balancing, cube-act, and sword balancing. I've tried to balance a lot of things and looked really dumb doing it, but I've never tried a sword. You wonder, how do these guys do that the first time? Are they that bored? I think I'm going to try balancing a sword on my face today. What the heck? Let's see what happens. I mean, you know, there's got to be trial and error. And how many errors did it take before you went, I'm going to bring this to the circus?
how many stitches did it take before you decided?
Pretty soon. Are you a sword balancer or a hockey player? Because I would imagine. But, okay, and then let's see here. The quick change. You want to see people change costumes very fast. I don't know how they do it.
I don't either. And they usually, that show, that act is usually in the center ring.
Okay.
And I sit out there in the penalty box and I watch.
Okay.
And I pay attention. I have absolutely no clue how they do that.
It's like amazing. Do they have 9 layers of clothing on? Because they don't. I mean, at least we don't think they do.
if they do, they're really thin clothes. Yeah.
You're walking around like the Michelin man. the amazing duo present beauty and grace and strength in the air silks. It's the Santos duel. Do we know what that is?
That is an aerial acrobatic team where you know, a lot of times you see the ladies on the ropes.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep, yep.
The similar act, but they do this on what appears to be just silk banners.
Oh, yeah.
So instead of on a rope, they use these silk wraps. Okay.
What do we got here? Oh, clowns. What would it be? You know, a circus wouldn't be a circus without the clown. Argentinian circus clown, Campanilla, and his sidekick. That's going to be a great one. You got Spanish webs. They're circus aerial ballerinas. They're like aerial showgirls.
Yes.
So maybe it's just not all for the kids, huh?
Nope. It's not.
I took my grandkids to the Disney on Ice thing in Fargo, mm-hmm. and it reminded me. I figured it was going to be all skating, but to me, they stole a lot from circuses. Because there was stuff going on all the time, the big poles and the ropes and all that, but reminded me of that. Now when we talk again about those mixed exotic animals, 4 camels, 4 zebras, when you think about animals that fascinate kids, zebras and camels, I mean, they're pretty much right up at the top. And unicorns, but we're not going to find one of them.
Hey, it's the circus. You never know what might show up.
Sir Taba, that is cool. Presented by Sir Taba. Bring joy to the child and all of us. That's a great way to put it. 2 cylinders, Sir Georgie's Rolla Bola. I don't even want to guess.
I have no clue on what that one is.
Okay. More death-defying stuff. Sometimes
they bring new acts, so it might be a new act that we haven't seen before. They seem to change their acts up every year, mm-hmm. but there's some new things too. So
we got a guy texting, the 2 running on the spinning wheel are crazy. That must be the double wheel of destiny.
That is the double wheel of destiny, and that is thrilling to watch.
Oh, boy. Jimmy and Jasmine Garcia, those guys, they don't have a net, do they?
They do not.
And it's like, how do you practice? I mean, where do you set up and practice? Or it's just like, hey, okay, I've been thinking about it. Let's try this trick tonight. You can't just do that. No. I mean, these guys are incredible athletes. And I don't know, there should even be a word bigger than athlete for these people. Because I know great athletes that would never dare do anything like that.
No way that they would get in that thing. And you watch that act, and they get in it, and they get the wheels turning from the inside.
Yeah.
And then they get the big wheel, the whole thing turning. And then they jump to the outside of the wheels.
they're highly skilled.
Oh. Yeah, and when that thing's going up, how high do you think the top of that is? I mean, it's up there. And they're moving at a pretty good speed, too.
That thing moves quick.
Yeah, so if you were to come down when it's doing this part, and that thing was to throw you off, you're not going to fall. You're going to get thrown.
You're going to splat.
You're probably that or bounce real high. Then, of course, your intermission time, a time to run to the bathroom, a time to get your cotton candy and all the goodies, and then back to some cool stuff. The Cradle Act, it's daring dynamic maneuvers while suspended high above 2 circus rings. More high stuff. Did they have to move the clock, or can they get around that?
Before we set up, so we go in there on Thursday night and we start setting up, and then the circus people show up later Thursday night to get things set up for the shows to start on Friday. They raise the scoreboard as high as it'll go.
It's right to the rafters.
Right to the rafters.
So you guys will both be there tomorrow night working on this stuff.
Yep.
Oh, boy, for fun. Yep. This is the one you see. If you've seen Robin Hood, we all know what we're talking about here. The amazing crossbow. I want to know who the dummy is that stands there, or do they even do that, or can they do that anymore? But I've seen what people could do with crossbows. It's incredible. They're better with them than I am with a rifle, and I think I'm pretty good.
But I'm not going to let you shoot a crossbow or a rifle at me.
I wouldn't anyway. gun training. I went through it. But they're pretty good. I mean, and the things that they can hit would just blow you away. They're small. The big and little horses, you got a miniature horse and a big majestic horse. They've got a routine. They're called Big and Little, which is a great name. It sounds like a country duo. We also got over two rings of Fast and Furious fun with Hula Hoops. That's Miss Elkira, Alicia, and Miss Aurelia. So they're going to be doing Fast and Furious stuff with Hula Hoops. Oh, boy. There's all kinds of stuff in here. From Peru and Colombia, Jimmy and Jasmine on the High Wire Act. We all know circuses for High Wire Acts. Have you seen these guys before, guy and girl, and what can we expect?
Yeah, they're just amazing. The talent they have, the skill they have, they're professionals all the way.
You know, of course, the largest star of the circuses are the elephants. Nelly, the performing elephant. Thing about elephants is, like you were talking about, they're damn smart. I mean, they're smarter than a lot of guys I know, than a lot of adults I know that claim they have an education. But they are, and you know, that's the thing. When we talked about how rules and laws have changed, and I think so have the way these animals are treated and taken care of. And I know darn well that that they do everything they can to make these animals are awfully happy. And they love, if you watch them, they know what they're supposed to do and what makes people happy. And that usually makes the animal happy too. So I like how you can almost see it in their eyes that they're actually having fun with a bunch of kids riding on their back.
Yep.
You know, I mean, it sure beats sitting in a, I don't know, wherever, I guess. But what else we got? Okay, we talked about the BMX. Now, regular motocross, FMX. These guys are like back flipping and from ramp to ramp. Mr. Dominguez, flat out freestyle motocross. Again, just nothing but mayhem and craziness with these guys.
It is. They use the whole rink, you know, the whole mm-hmm. three-ring area, and actually end up, they're so close to the end that they do their run out through the Zamboni entrance.
Oh, I bet. I mean,
when they jump, they do not stay inside. They're out into the entryway, into the Zamboni area to make their turns.
Well, I suppose they've got to get some pretty good speed going in order to carry that speed, in order to make it from ramp to ramp without killing themselves in front of thousands of people.
Yeah.
That'd be embarrassing.
We do not want that at all.
And it's not just a jump. They do a 360.
Yeah, yeah.
They flip.
Back flipping and all that kind of stuff. And,
yes.
And again, it's you wonder who first tried that. Now you see that these guys have the big pools with the foam blocks in them and stuff like that where they're practicing. But they didn't have that stuff before. It was the guy that walked on like this. It's like, what happened to you? I was trying to do a backflip on a motorcycle, and it didn't work.
When I was young and stupid, I tried to do that a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't on purpose.
And I bet
it cost a lot of money to fix my motorcycle after I did it.
Yeah, so. And did you at least have a helmet on?
Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't. But
I was brilliant. I wore a helmet when I rode in town at that time, but when I went out on the highway, I didn't.
You kind of sound like me. Jeez. If I wear one, it's just to keep the wind out of my face and getting hit in the face by bugs.
Steve used to race. He used to race motorcycles.
Were you flat track, motocross?
Motocross.
Okay. Yep. When I was a kid, I raced flat track. In fact, I was racing flat track before I even knew how to ride a bicycle. And then I did dabble a little bit in motocross, but that's crazy. How many bones have you broke?
None yet.
Really?
No.
He says yet. So there's still a chance. Where all did you get to race?
Just around the area.
Yeah. Did you ever go local. Like Shevlin or any of those little places? It's kind of not over by Shevlin. Bagley. They had a motocross track out in the middle of nowhere.
Detroit Lakes was big one.
Mm-hmm.
Went there. Then they had a flat track there.
Yep. And we actually ran.
That was televised.
Oh, wow.
The flat track.
Man, I didn't know that. We actually ran a motocross race here at the Speedway one year, and they used the banks as jumps. But we had got so much rain, you couldn't hardly make it up the bank to make the jump. It was just all mud, but it was fun. If somebody wants to get tickets, how do they do that? Where can they get them? I know you've got Alaris Financial, Bremer Bank, Hugo's, Home of Economy, The Ralph. Or can they find a Shriner, or is it strictly these places?
At this point, those are the places for pre-sale tickets. And pre-sale adult tickets are on sale at those locations for $13 a ticket.
Okay.
After that, tickets are available at the door at the circus. They'll be $15 a piece at the door. The kids all get, kids up to 12, all get free tickets. Those are distributed to the schools, and they are courtesy of the local merchants. And when I say that, we as the Shriners, we go around and we talk to the local businesses, and the local businesses make donations, which are used to purchase the tickets to send the kids to the circus. So those of you who have kids who get tickets, on the back of that ticket, it's going to say the name of the merchant who gave you
okay.
that. Send them a thank you letter. They absolutely, every time I go out to sell tickets, that's the first thing they say is, I love getting the thank you letters.
And those
because
are...
they're hilarious.
They are. They are.
It really is. That's true. And so we really want to thank the local businesses for supporting that. All the local businesses that have bought tickets, because that's how we are able to give out free tickets for kids, eighth grade and under, free tickets.
Wow. Do you have any idea how many free tickets are going to go out this weekend just in Grand Forks here? Or did any of the local surrounding communities, do they get tickets?
All of the local communities. I mean, we've got Shriners. The Kem Shrine area is from the Montana line.
Oh,
to highway, all over to like Bemidji, almost Bemidji, north to Roseau, everything between Highway 200 and the Canadian border.
Wow.
Now, there are three different circuses that go on. We have our circus, and there's one in Minot, and then there's one in Williston.
Okay.
So that area gets separated. But our area here is pretty much like Devil's Lake, everywhere east.
Yeah, if you got a kid in Roseau or somewhere, they're not going to go out to Minot.
No. Nope.
You know, they're going to be.
And our local shrine clubs in those areas, they go out and do the same thing that we're doing here in Grand Forks, and they talk to the local merchants who make donations to buy the tickets for the kids. And like you get Roseau. Roseau is one of our clubs that normally, there's several of them, but Roseau is one that sticks in my head all the time. They load up kids on buses on Friday
sure.
and bring them down to the circus.
Wow. I mean, what a field trip for a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know?
And it's, like I said, the tickets are paid for by the merchants and distributed through the schools. Ron Berg would be able to tell us how many were for sure, but I know that I delivered tickets to 7 schools on Monday, and I'm pretty sure there was close to 1,700 tickets in the wow. packages that I delivered.
So, you know, folks, if you know that a certain business bought these tickets for the kids, it wouldn't hurt you as an adult to go thank them, too, and say hi.
Yep.
Ron, is he the one with the crooked yep. finger? Little guy with a mustache?
Ron's not a little guy.
Okay, he was the football coach. I'm thinking about Mike. There we go. Okay.
The businesses, if you see this poster, the businesses, that's a business that supported the Shrine Circus.
Okay.
The only businesses that get this poster is a sponsor.
Okay.
We don't hang these up for anybody.
Okay, I was wondering about that.
They're only for sponsors. It says right on the poster.
Oh, sure. Okay. We are a circus sponsor.
Yep.
Yeah, and again... So,
thank them.
And some of these sponsors will actually hang these thank you letters up for people to see when they come. And like you said, they are hilarious.
Yep.
Because every kid, I mean, they're like Play-Doh. You know, they just, they're soaking things in. They all look at it differently.
Absolutely.
You know, what was your fun part could be completely different than what hers was or his. And it's I get such a kick out of just finding out how much fun and what they thought was the best part. Now, typical circus, you're going to be able to get your food, your candy, your cotton candy. And are there things too circus related that will be for sale, vendor type things?
Oh, yeah, lots of novelties.
Mm-hmm.
There's all the normal circus novelties. I haven't seen what we have this year.
Sure.
But we try to get the fun stuff for the kids, the little lighted pistol, you know, the little alien gun or whatever you want to call it, and lighted swords and little animals. And there's just all kinds of novelties that are available. We will have 5 novelty stands set up around. I believe there's 5 different novelty stands set up around the Ralph.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
In different areas.
So I'm going to ask you gentlemen each a question. Favorite part of the circus as a child or an adult? Maybe your favorite part is when you're an adult, but do you have a favorite part of the circus that you just can't wait to see?
When I was a kid, and still, it's the elephant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I mean, I remember very distinctly, you know, getting our free tickets at Winship Grade School.
Yeah, yeah,
and going out to the hislop for the circus.
Sure,
and that was a time when the circuses were bigger.
Yeah, yeah, oh yeah,
and you remember how this hislop is set up or was set up with the dirt floor?
Mm-hmm.
And you could sit in the first row of the bleachers, and you could just about reach out and touch the elephants when they walked.
You were right there.
Now, you can't do that anymore.
No.
But I still, I make a point of trying to get out to watch the elephant just about every show. I just,
that's good.
She's such an amazing animal.
Yeah, yeah. Steve, how about you? You got a favorite part?
Well, I really enjoy watching the kids. The kids, the whole atmosphere of the circus is fun. So when they go there, they know they're going to have fun. We try to make it, you know, a fun environment. And the kids, just watching the kids have fun. They're just having a blast. You can just see it.
You know, we know how
much... They're excited.
Much,
they're excited.
Oh, very excited. Yes. I know I've already had a lot of people talking about it. When you guys, I mean, you can tell by talking to you, you're excited. There's a lot of work that goes into doing this. You guys are amazing, but this has got to be one of those deals. Sunday night after that last show and you're on your way home, you got to have a grin. I mean, just a grin from ear to ear, because that's one of them feel-good things, you know, and pretty much everything you guys do is that way, but... it is a lot of work, and I bet you you're glad when it's done.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to go home and put my feet up and
for like a week
and vegetate for a while. Yeah, about a week, and then like Ron Berg is our circus chair.
Okay.
And Ron gets about a week, and then he gets to start planning next year.
Oh boy, yeah.
That's pretty much how it goes.
Year round
takes almost a full year.
Yeah.
To get this thing planned.
Yep.
And, wow.
It's like a year-round commitment for him.
Oh, sure. Yep. Anything you guys want to add before we cut you loose here?
Other than with me, this is going to be, it's an exciting weekend. The circus is a lot of fun. This is the 78th year that Kim Shrine has put on the circus. And like I said, I get excited about it. I think I go down to the Masonic Center, and we have pictures around there. I've seen pictures. Now I can't remember where they are in the building because the building's so big. Of when the circus came, and they came in by train.
Yeah, yeah.
And they unloaded at the rail yards, and they paraded down University Avenue to downtown Grand Forks, and then back out to the university because that's where the show was.
Yeah.
Yep. So we have pictures of actual circus parades in Grand Forks. And I think about that when my wife and I were in Florida back in January. We went to the Ringling Brothers Museum, you know, and you think Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey, these are the circuses, and you see the things that circuses have done.
Yeah.
And this is off of our circus. If you're ever down in Florida and can go to that Ringling Brothers Museum, go.
What city is it in?
It's I don't know.
That's okay. I'll find it. We go down there. Steve, any last words?
I would just recommend everyone buy their tickets early. You can go to the Alaris Financial, Bremer Bank, Home of Economy, Hugo's, and the Ralph. You'll save some money if you buy your tickets early. They're only $13 for adults. Kids are free. And they put on a great show.
Yeah.
They really do.
It is.
It's worth every penny. That's actually a bargain, I think.
Oh, it is. And when you talk about bargains, now with the kids, 12 and under free, think about this, parents. The tickets, if you buy early, $13, that just gives you more money to spend on your child or children when you're at the circus, because you know darn well you're going to have to walk out. You're not going to walk out of there empty-handed. You just don't do that. So again, Friday, 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. On Saturday, 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And then on Sunday, they'll have a show at 1 o'clock, and the last one for the weekend will be at 5 o'clock. Again, these are all at the Ralph Engelstad Arena. I'm just getting giddy. I had so much stuff planned this weekend, but it sounds like the weather's not going to be great. So
the weather's going to be perfect.
For a circus.
The weather is perfect for a circus.
Yes. And that's what I was getting at. I think I might end up going to the Ralph, too. Gentlemen, thank you both for coming in. You know, pat all of... you guys on the back. I mean, you guys do incredible work. Somebody says, where's Paul Johnson? But there we go. You guys do a great job. And we'll get you back again next year or next time you got something big going on.
Next year, I'll mark it on my calendar to come and see you a little earlier than I did this year and talk about this so we can get some stuff set up and visit. And
Awesome.
Maybe next year we'll be able to get with you and bring Tim.
Oh, that would be cool. That would be really cool. I'd love that. Thank you very much, you guys. Steve Renslow and Greg Bryson, again, Shrine Circus coming up this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Chem Shrines present the Shrine Circus. It's the Circus Spectacular, again, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. By the way, again, if you text or email us, 701-213-0863, or local at gfbestsource.com. Got a couple of pairs of tickets here for you. And by the way, our show is brought to you today by CNH Insurance, who begin with a goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and, you know, service. They strive to give everybody who walks through their door special attention to the best customer service possible. It's their priority. Their agents have over 50 years of combined insurance experience. North Dakota, Minnesota, and you winter people, Arizona, too, for all you snowbirds. Tell you what, all your insurance needs. Get a hold of Justin, Jody, or Tammy. You can call them up, 218-773-0287. You can also drop by their office. They are at 1427 Central Avenue, northwest of East Grand Forks. Hey, Grand Forks Best Source, we insure with CNH. Maybe you should think about that, too. Before we get out of here, I want to throw this in there. Early sign up for the Red River Valley Catfish Club tonight, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock at Up North Pizza Pub. Stay tuned. Mixed Cultures coming your way here at about 12:15 this afternoon. Dirty Thursday tomorrow, brought to you by River City Speedway. We're going to have the father-son team of Nate and Aiden Reynolds in the studio. Big changes for Team Reynolds this year, and we'll tell you all about it tomorrow. Hey, everybody, make sure to like, share, tag, and follow us. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. You never miss a show that way. Grand cities are grand. Grand Forks Best Source is giving them an identity again.